AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. One of the world's biggest music icons has died. I don't care. Correspondent Jerika Duncan on the life of Tina Turner.
She wrote extensively about Ike's repeated physical abuse in 1986's I, Tina. Tina later divorced Ike, and her career stalled until 1984 when Capitol Records released Private Dancer. It was an international phenomenon, selling more than 10 million copies, winning 3 Grammys, including Record of the Year, and contained her only number one single.
Turner was 83 years old. Still no deal to raise the debt ceiling. Our Allison Keys on what this could mean for you.
There are millions of families that rely on federal government payments, from military families to people on Social Security.
They're forgetting about us.
Sandra Cole is president of the Alliance for Retired Families in Arizona and says lawmakers need to quit arguing and get this done because they're underestimating the consequences.
Especially for seniors and for veterans.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has made it official. He's seeking the Republican nomination for president.
We must end the culture of losing that has infected the Republican Party in recent years. The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We must look forward, not backwards.
More than 100 firefighters are battling a massive blaze in a 7-story building in Sydney, Australia. Aerial footage shows the roof, walls, even some of the floors have completely caved in, and the fire is spreading to several apartments around it. Microsoft says a Chinese-sponsored hacking group has been spying on a wide range of U.S. critical infrastructure organizations.
What these hackers were doing was going old school and only using Microsoft commands to move around the network. And that's a lot harder to detect because they are legitimate tools being used for illegitimate purposes.
Intelligence analyst Alan Liska says the hackers could disrupt critical communication between the U.S. and Asia.
In the event of either a Chinese invasion or some other kind of Chinese disruption of Taiwan, cutting off our ability to communicate and get needed access to Taiwan.
Tugboats are trying to refloat a large ship that has run aground in the Suez Canal, and there are revived concerns about a disruption to global trade. In 2021, a huge container ship became jammed across the canal, halting traffic in both directions for 6 days. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know you can get someone to shop for you? Stitch Fix really gets me and what I need. Even better, they save me a trip to the mall. It's easy. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping for me. Stitch Fix sends me things that fit and make me feel like a more stylish version of myself. I keep what works and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 68 today, under mainly clear skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 37. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Sunny skies Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bright.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bright does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right, let's play a little Would You Rather. In a real life scenario, but we're going to get your answer before I give you the context of the story that this comes from. Would you rather spend 60 days in a correctional facility or a full year on probation and also 100 hours of community service? Greg Bach, which one would you pick?
Option B.
A year probation.
Yeah.
And a community service.
Yep.
Jane Mattner, which one would you pick?
Oh, yeah. A year probation and community service over jail?
Yeah, that for 60 days, for 2 months.
Yeah, does not.
Just get it over and done with, and you're served.
I think jail.
This seems like a trick.
I think jail and I would not do well together.
Really? I feel like you would be like a dead mother in jail. I feel like you would like ingratiate yourself to like a lot of people really quickly. And like, it's like the different characters from Orange is the New Black. Like, you'd be like red. You just have to do your Russian accent.
You'll all be fine. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Just come to me and I'll fix for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
You think they're looking for dead mothers in jail?
I don't know.
I think I'd be the woman who'd get beat up trying to be the dead mother.
You just have
in jail.
To lie about what you're in there for.
And make it worse.
And be like, I killed my husband and his family.
With a pencil.
Yes.
She's in for jaywalking.
Well, and they all moved away from me on the bench.
Then. Okay, so I feel like I'm probably with both of you too as far as probation and I guess maybe just learning more about what probation, because sometimes probation is really tricky. You can't hang out with like other, you can't be in any vicinity of like other felons. You can't be in a bar. Like there's a lot of stuff that like catches you up on probation.
True.
And you know what the correctional facility is. So there's some more gray area there that I can't answer the questions to, but this is a Wisconsin story. This is the Shorewood lawyer who spit on. You remember this story from 2020 during the George Floyd protests in Milwaukee?
No.
So there was
a lot was happening back then.
A lot was happening back then. But Stephanie Rapkin, the Shorewood lawyer who was convicted of a misdemeanor after spitting on a black teenager during a racial protest in 2020, chose to spend 60 days in jail instead of do community service and probation.
She should have gotten both. That's called white
so
privilege.
She's 67 years old, and she outright rejected the judge's sentence of a year probation and 100 hours in community service, choosing instead to spend 60 days in the house of correction as punishment. And I'm so interested. This woman just sounds like a pill in general, because what happened as far as her, it's a misdemeanor. It's battery to spit on someone. But on top of that, she got caught lying on under oath. And it
That's
was
a felony.
And it was, and she, when she was resisting arrest, she kneed the police officer in the groin.
Ooh.
So she sounds like a,
she might do well in jail.
She might hold her own.
She probably loves Texas.
But I thought that was so interesting as far as the, and I don't think it's the first time I've heard that of someone saying, I would rather just serve the time and be done entirely for a shorter amount of time than spend a year of this hanging over my head or 3 years of this hanging over my head. So I'm interested for you listening. Would you rather 2 months correctional facility, two crappy months versus a slightly crappy full year?
And some community service.
And a community service. Maybe she really doesn't want to do the community service because she does not seem like a great community member.
And honestly, though, when this broke the other day, that was my first thought is, and again, this is an assumption. I don't know this woman. I don't need to, I'm perfectly fine with my community. I don't need to do that. I'll take the jail.
Yeah.
I'm not working for the community. Nope. Don't need to. Nope.
Her answer, her actual quote was, when she was offered the probation and the community service is, it's not viable. I'd rather go to jail right now and take care of it.
It's not viable.
I hate this woman. if you pull back on this whole thing, it is such a commentary on white privilege and the prison system and all these, like, she is the worst human of the day.
Well, and I don't, I mean, I do not feel bad for this woman at all, but at least in the, this is from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and just the, her neighbors won't associate with her. She's received death threats, which that is bad.
That's terrible.
But she's been labeled a racist, and she's basically seen her professional reputation destroyed. But she's been indignant about this whole thing. I mean, one, she lied on under oath, but also, you know, the fact that she's not apologized.
Well, she's lied under oath. She assaulted a police officer. Apparently, like, those two crimes aren't, I mean, 60 days in prison for battery, assaulting a police officer, and my guess, they could throw resisting arrest if she need an officer in the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then also lying under oath. That's a felony. That's just a felony.
So now that I reread this, She that trial hasn't started yet. Oh. So she's facing an additional felony charge.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Of battery to a law enforcement officer. And that it stems from her arrest after the spitting incident when she kneed an officer in the groin. She's pleaded not guilty to that and is scheduled to go to trial in August.
I have a feeling. I call it a hunch, Jane and Kristen. Just a hunch. Her neighbors who don't associate with her now didn't like her a whole lot beforehand.
No. Oh, my God.
She doesn't seem like this is, you know, just all of a sudden.
Who spits? Come on. Who spits?
I mean,
who spits at strangers?
I don't spit, period. I think it's gross. It's disgusting.
I am closely linked with someone who is from his track days. I've never met someone who spits as much as he does, but he does it like not in public. It's just like when we're I'm talking about Mike.
I kind of assumed.
Yeah, wow.
It's wild to me as far as, and he's like, he says it's from his track days of just like having gum and like the saliva. I was like, you're 40.
Yeah.
Cut it out. But he's never spit on a person.
I still poop my pants because, you know, it's back in the old days when I wore diapers. I can't help it. I did it right now. It feels great.
844-967.
Very time efficient.
2789 844-96-PARTY. Would you rather spend 60 days in jail or a year on probation and 100 hours of community service? 844-967-PARTY.
And the reason why I did not choose jail is because just ever reading a book on the topic, the trauma that you can go through, that you do go through being in jail. I mean, it rewires your brain. I mean, if you're in prison, even 60 days can do it to you because you are treated like you're treated so poorly, like an animal. Now, like, I'm not putting that experience because I have no experience to do it. I've never been arrested. I've never been in any sort
I've never been arrested. Jane, have you been arrested?
I have not.
Okay.
Look at us.
Knock on wood.
Look at us.
But yeah, But then the residual, so like, I guess the question is, are they saying 60 days and then there's no probation, there's no nothing after that? You don't have to register as anything.
Well, I mean, she may get more serious jail time if she gets convicted of a felony, but at least for this misdemeanor, this is her, this is what she chose.
Yeah. And with you know, death threats notwithstanding, good. She chose her path. She took the action. She gets to pay the price. That's it. I feel no sympathy for her.
And I don't know when they say the Milwaukee County House of Correction. So it's a medium security level county jail. Yeah, so it's a jail.
It's a jail.
Jail, not a prison. Located in Franklin, as Jane just said. I don't know where it says. And I don't know the conditions of male versus female.
Well, we also
how much interaction you have with other inmates.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much this is going to feel like Orange is the New Black. Well, is my point.
I don't think it's going to be that. Well, in Orange is the New Black, they are in a prison.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing too, is like, we're so desensitized by prison movies or movies that have any sort of semblance of prison. It's like, oh, do you get your own cell? Do you have a cellmate? Are you doing this? Do you get a suit? Do you get 23 hours?
Do you get
1 hour? You know, it's all these different. No, yeah.
Do you get to have some steamy lesbian sex?
I wouldn't know. I've never been thrown into a woman's facility. No surprises. She said, no, I don't want to do that. Ugh.
I know. But yeah, I just like, I care less about her and the, I mean, I'm happy that there's ramifications for what she did, but I just thought that was an interesting, because I feel like sometimes for like drunken disorderly conduct, I've heard of this option being laid out of like you spend 30 days in jail or X amount of days on probation and all this community service. And like just the calculus that one would go through to be like, I would rather just like short and intense and move on with my life versus having this hang over my head. And I feel like I need more information on the conditions. Because I could get a lot of reading done in 60 days. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know that they just let you lay around and read. But I don't know.
In the prison system, they make you work.
Well, but it's not the prison system. It's the House of Corrections.
I mean,
Even so, you would think they would have to have some kind of programs.
Yeah.
What I found on the web from the Milwaukee Women's Correctional Center, this is on Keefe Avenue. It's a 109-bed minimum security center in the city of Milwaukee, committed to providing a safe and secure environment, placing a great emphasis on personal responsibility, trust, and maturity, and expects individuals to coexist respectfully.
Well, like four of those five things you just said, she ain't doing. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, this is ridiculously funny to me because it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want. I just think of that character Pedro Pascal plays on SNL. He's like, I die. I got jail. Jail's easier. And it doesn't even feel like a punishment at this point. When you get a choice, I would have sentenced her to where that's it. You're sentenced to a year of probation, and I'm telling you where you're going to serve your public service at the Boys and Girls Club on the north side.
There you go.
Good luck. They will not take your guff.
All right. And on that note, when we come back, Greg's Roundup.
I'm rounding it up.
You're rounding it up with some jokes and some headlines.
I hope they're funny.
And then at 12:30, we're talking to Genevieve Redston, reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about why there is a Wisconsin housing shortage. Four different reasons. You want to hear what they are? You got to stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Like a break in the Bible was your part. The wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train. Back on the chain gang.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com. Direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin Produced Radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 62. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 39. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Another look at the short range, 62 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this. There's a letter on my desk.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it's that time on a Wednesday, hump day, Greg Bach day, for Greg's weekly roundup of headlines we may have not covered.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, five headlines you may have read but skipped altogether. It's Greg's weekly roundup.
Weekly roundup.
Let's start with a story coming out of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he is running for president, and he did it with Elon Musk on Twitter, which answers the question, yes, Twitter can get worse. Let's see here. Soon to be former Twitter CEO, Elon Musk plans to sell red check marks for DeSantis' campaign while still trying to convince the world he's a moderate rather than a real-life Bond villain. Now, I'm looking at your face right now, and you're thinking to yourself, is he really going to do that? He's not, but you had no idea.
I was going to say, I did not hear about a red check mark.
You should call Elon. He could use some ideas.
So you just made that up entirely?
I just made that up entirely. Mm. Oh, I'm a sneaky fella.
And I believe the announcement is happening tonight.
Oh, tonight? Oh, yeah. Who cares? all right, let's see here. Entertainment news. ABC has rolled out a fall season, which it's calling Strike Proof, in the face of the current WGA strike, soon to possibly be the SAG after strike as well, as their voting closes next week. And it looks like they're going to strike along with the writers. But shows in this quote-unquote strike-proof season include Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Camera Operators, and a three-hour program called America's Funniest $100,000 Shark Tank Pyramid of Bachelors. Can't wait to see it.
So it's just all reality TV?
It's all reality TV. All unscripted, all reality. And then they'll have certain blocks of reruns they're going to do as well. Like they specifically said Abbott Elementary, which I feel like was a dig because Quinta Brunson is
a writer first, right?
Oh, queen to me. Yeah, writer, performer, but like is like the darling of network comedy because that show is so smart and so funny. Mm-hmm. It's won so many awards. They're like, yeah, we're going to run Abbott Elementary. I'm sure she's probably like, I hate all of you. Yeah.
Well, and they're like, take that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, look forward to DVRing that one or recording it on my VHS tape.
Right as Netflix, we'll talk about this later, but like this is happening right as Netflix is going to start charging as of today for that extra user. No more sharing passwords.
Oh, wow.
I got no problem with that. My family might. All right, moving on.
Wait, do you have any updates on Robin Voss for us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me see here. I'm just going to flip through it. Yep, he sucks. Moving on. A Massachusetts father and son were sentenced in federal court on Monday for a scheme that saw the pair illegally claim more than $20 million in lottery winnings and then lie on their tax returns to dodge more than $6 million in federal taxes. Mohammed and Ali Jafar now realize they would have gotten away with defrauding the government if their last name was Amazon.
Wait, so retail, so they basically, they won the lottery.
No, they didn't. They pay, so here's what they did was they paid winners for their lottery tickets.
Okay.
And they took the money and then they, so the people, if I'm doing, if I've explained this correctly, they paid. So if you won the lottery, they would contact and be like, hey, I'll give you money for that winning lottery ticket. And in a way to get away from the taxes for yourself and also putting yourself out there, getting your identity known, you sold them your ticket for a less amount. They then took those lottery tickets and claimed the winnings and then defrauded the taxes on it too. I don't know the full thing. I saw it on CNN. It
was very convoluted.
It's very convoluted, and it seems like it costs at the end of the day way more than what they had won, because they had to get people like at the gas station in on this. They had to get people in the lottery committee. Like, they had to have a network of people. And at one point you're like, the fish has been torn away by the water. It's not even worth it anymore.
I've never heard that metaphor before.
This is the old man in the sea. He puts the fish on the side of the boat. By the time he gets to the land, all the other animals have chipped away at the, and he's got a skeleton. Oh. Greg's Roundup in Literature.
reviews. All right, what else you got?
Read a book. All right, let's see here. Stephen Marcus is stepping down as board chair at Milwaukee-based hotel and cinema operators Marcus Corp. And will be succeeded by his son, Greg Marcus, who has served more than 30 years in that. Stephen has served more than 30 years in that role. And Greg has been appointed the new director chairman. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm reading this incorrectly. Greg Marcus will be serving as chief operating officer, president, and board chair. And I'm hoping that this new responsibility will mean he no longer has time to make those stupid commercials before movies. Because frankly, I can't tell if he's affable or crazy. But my money is on crazy. So...
What do you think is what's a better, what's a more watchable commercial? AMC and Nicole Kidman or Dave Marcus?
Greg Marcus. I would rather watch Greg Marcus.
Okay.
Because at least with Greg Marcus, I'm like,
there's facial movement.
There's wanting to be connecting to the audience. And I do think he loves movies. I think he seems like a genuinely happy guy. Like, Of course, he's a multimillionaire, so who wouldn't be happy then? But you're also, when you look at those CEOs, you're like, what kind of dead-eyed, horrible things do you do when we're not looking that you think is normal? You drink blood, don't you? But yeah, so there's that one. Let's see here. Hey, Summerfest fans, are you clamoring to find out whether or not Jimmy Buffett is going to be playing at the big gig this year? Me either. I really only brought this up to tell you that to everyone who's listening, that Jimmy Buffett is worth $1 billion.
Is that because of his restaurants?
It's because of the restaurants. And the man has written one song I've heard and the other one about cheeseburger. And he is worth more than Paul McCartney or Dr. Dre. Are you serious?
He's worth more than Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre is not even, he's not even a billionaire.
He's a billionaire from Beats?
No, he's, I said worth as much as Paul McCartney.
Oh, I thought you said more than.
But even Dr. Dre isn't fully a billionaire yet. He's not that. We're done. Oh, man, I added one more story.
But we have more show left.
Yay!
You can sneak it in later. Yeah. All right, when we come back, Genevieve Redston will be here from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk about what has led to the housing shortage. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Better think of something to say. I'm already gone my way to get to the bottom of this. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 68 today, under mainly clear skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 37. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Sunny skies Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And if you haven't heard, Wisconsin's in a housing shortage. We talked a little bit yesterday about the bills that have been introduced to try to mitigate that. But before those bills were introduced earlier this month in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there was a little bit of a deep dive as far as why we are in this mess, as far as Wisconsin not having enough housing. So here to talk about the article that you wrote is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel real estate reporter Genevieve Redston. How you doing, Genevieve?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so excited to have you. So as far as this, as reading your article and what you found, basically this can be pinpointed back to like 2008 as far as kind of being the starting point for all of this.
Yeah, definitely. That's really when things started to go downhill in the construction business in Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin's households kept growing, the population of the state grew, and we didn't build enough houses to accommodate all those new households and people.
And so when we're talking, so households, when you refer to households in your article, mm-hmm. it's always that those are the families. Those are the people who are looking, who need mm-hmm. a unit to live in. And so that could be one person, that could be a family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I live in a studio apartment. It's just me. I count as my own household.
Okay.
And so sometimes this is a question that comes up often because Milwaukee's population is shrinking. But if you look around town in Milwaukee, you see all these cranes, you see apartments going up. So people often ask, wait a minute, if Milwaukee's shrinking, what's up with all the new housing? And the answer is people are living in smaller households. There are far more singles and couples who need a place to live than there used to be when people had large families, but all piled into one home.
And that's is really interesting because I feel like on the, like, mm-hmm. as you just said, across Wisconsin, even with moderate population growth, mm-hmm. we need more people. There's a labor shortage, all this mm-hmm. stuff, but all at the same time, even with the moderate or declining population growth we've had in different parts of the state, mm-hmm. there's still not enough housing.
Yeah, almost all the household growth in the last decade has been among singles and couples.
Wow. Okay. And so mm-hmm. in your article, you identify basically the four key ways that housing has changed since 2008. So I figured we could kind of just take each one and you could go give us a little deeper dive on each one. So the first one was land development slowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So the big picture is, like I said, we just didn't build enough houses, but it's also about the kind of homes that we built. So Daphne Chen, who's the data reporter, and I, we took a look first at land, because something I've been hearing from a lot of developers is it's not nearly as easy to finance subdivision projects this decade as it was in the decade leading up to the crash. So when a developer is building a new neighborhood, you know, taking undeveloped land, paving roads, installing sewage lines, turning it into a neighborhood, when they create a new lot, typically that is certified by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. And in the mid-90s and early 2000s, land development in Wisconsin was going gangbusters. And you can see that in the DOA data that shows, you know, in 2003, 2004, 2005, you know, the peak of Wisconsin's housing boom, developers were creating tons of new lots, more than 20,000 a year. Not all of these became single family homes. Some were, you know, spec development. Others were commercial lots. But a lot of these became single family homes that people ended up living in. And then when the market went belly up, that development virtually ground to a halt. In 2010, just 1,283 new lots were certified by the DOA.
Wow.
So in the years since, it's become a lot harder to develop new residential neighborhoods on empty lots. The housing market recovered, but land development really didn't. That's because labor and material costs have risen a lot. Developers will also add that they think that neighbors and local governments put up too many obstacles. And so you don't have these new residential neighborhoods cropping up, making way for the next wave of families.
So it's basically just, it's not even just, it was the cost, but it was also like NIMBYism a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's certainly what developers would say, although okay. I think some local leaders might disagree.
Would say different things, yes. All right, so then the second reason was single-family construction plummeted while multifamily took off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that kind of goes along with the decline in new subdivisions, but it became a lot harder to build single-family homes. And so what really did take off in the 2010s was multifamily. So developers were building a lot more apartments, especially in urban centers like Milwaukee and Dane County. And so a lot of the new construction that you do see, especially, you know, like me, if you live in Milwaukee, you'll see a lot of apartments going up. Mm-hmm. You won't see nearly as much single family home construction.
And so is that it's tied into the other thing as far as, because like with new, a house takes up more space than a building up versus building out, right? And so the ability to focus on an apartment building, especially in congested, you get to mm-hmm. Southeast Wisconsin, there's not that many open lots left anyways, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. There's definitely some space, you know, in Waukesha County, the suburbs within Milwaukee County, there's definitely developable land there. But the economics are such that it just has made sense for developers to really focus on multifamily. And the single family market just hasn't been there in the way that it was in the previous decade. So you've seen this really drastic slowdown in single family home construction.
We're talking to Genevieve Redston, who is a business reporter covering real estate for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about how and why construction and home ownership has slowed over the last 15 years in Wisconsin. And so the third reason you identified was home ownership fell, and yet home prices have been rising.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. A lot of these trends in the last decade didn't become quite so noticeable until the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that's because a lot of people were renting in that decade. You know, a lot of people lost their homes or lost economic opportunities in the Great Recession. And so you had a lot more people in the rental market. And Wisconsin's home ownership rate, you know, bottomed out in 2019, just before the pandemic. In 2019, Wisconsin's home ownership rate was 66%. And then came the pandemic. We were in this crazy, unprecedented economic moment. The Federal Reserve slashed interest rates. Mm-hmm. So suddenly people could get really cheap mortgages. And a lot of millennials who had delayed home ownership longer than their parents decided that they wanted to take advantage of this moment. Many people were working from home, spending more time inside. Maybe they wanted that extra bedroom or a little bit more yard space. And many people were starting families and decided now is the time. Now is when I would like to go buy a home. And so you have this big surge in demand, especially for single family homes, which we hadn't been building in the numbers yeah. that we had been previously for about a decade. And so Wisconsin's home ownership rate rose really dramatically during the course of the pandemic. In 2022, the state's home ownership rate hit 70% compared to the 66% in 2019. So that's a pretty drastic change in just a few years. And so the surge in demand, especially for a specific kind of home, for owner-occupied single-family homes, has really driven up costs because you just have a lot of people competing for a small supply of inventory.
And that is definitely, I feel like the anecdotes, my sister-in-law has been trying to, well, she did, she is closing in a house, but like the... It sounded like New York in certain places of like showing up and like 35 people put in an offer. And this is for, yeah. you know, like the under 500,000 suburbs of Milwaukee and just mm-hmm. and you know, having to go $30,000-$40,000 over yep. asking price and no inspection.
Yeah.
And
no. Yeah. No. One's, yeah. Those are the things that really bothered me because I was like, I can't walk into an open house, and be like, here's your asking price plus a bucket of cash, because I don't have that kind of money. Most people don't. But that's felt like what you needed. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we even got a home last year was insanity to mm-hmm. me. And it worked. And,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine what's like now versus even last year, because I have friends who have just given up. They're like, nope, I'm just going to rent for another how many other years, because they just can't see themselves ever being able to afford a house.
And I implore people, don't not get an inspection.
Oh,
that's a terrible idea.
That seems like it should be illegal. Like an inspection should have yeah. to happen.
Not a negotiating chip.
Yeah, and the other thing too is people will forego not inspections but the appraisals too.
Yeah,
I mean they just want a house, and I've seen a couple of my friends really step in the muck because of those decisions. And to me, I'm like, no, those are non-starters. Those are non-starters to me.
And it especially puts first-time home buyers in a bind because they're likely to be financing more of this purchase. They haven't built up the home equity. They can't make these all cash offers. Yeah. And so, you know, interestingly enough, you often see millennials and baby boomers in these bidding wars. And baby boomers have been homeowners for much longer. And so they have the upper hand. And so you have, you know, kids and their parents vying for the same houses. Yeah. And often millennials are losing out.
And are you saying, process. Is it baby boomers because they're downsizing? So they're buying,
yes.
because I would also remember, and maybe this is in the last mm-hmm. point as far as developers focusing on building rentals. Because I remember, I think last fall, and maybe it was your article, as far as in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. they're not building condos. Like, and it's like a natural step for baby boomers to downsize and move into Milwaukee to live in a condo.
Or a townhouse.
Or a townhouse. But they're not building those. And so to downsize, they're now competing with first time homeowners or buyers that don't need a big house. And so is that where the competition and the conflict is coming from?
Yeah. I hear that often from realtors, from people both buying and selling their homes. And I think millennials, especially those who missed out on the low interest rates in the early years of the pandemic, are really feeling like, you know, they're in a bind. They, you know, home prices continue to rise in Wisconsin because there's such a limited supply. And now people who might want to move are really reluctant to list their homes. It's, I think the Wall Street Journal called it golden handcuffs. You have this great interest rate. It's really unlikely you're going to get anything like that anytime soon. And so even if you'd like a different place or a different location, you don't want to give that up. And so it's a real bottleneck, and it's just driving up prices even as interest rates are much higher than they were, you know, a year or 2 years ago.
Like for my husband and I, and we're both in our 60s, our house is paid off. And so, the thought of wanting to go to even a condo or a townhouse, and if the cash price from the house isn't going to cover that, I don't want another mortgage
rent. You don't want to pay $3,000 in rent every month,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And so for the last, go ahead, Genevieve.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to put, with the couple minutes we have left, I want to make sure we get to the developers have focused more on building rentals as your fourth point.
Yeah. So what we did was we looked at the housing stock in Wisconsin's urban counties. We looked at Brown County, Dane County, Milwaukee County, and Waukesha County. And we looked at homes that were built in the decade of the housing boom, so 2000 to 2009. And then homes built in the wake of the crash, so 2010 to 2019. And what we found was the homes built in the 2000s are much more likely to be owner-occupied than the homes built in the 2010s. And that's because there were a lot more renters after the Great Recession, and developers realized that it was good business. And so developers have really focused on building rentals. And so there are fewer options, especially you brought up condos. That was something I wrote about earlier this year. It makes more sense financially for developers to focus on building rentals. And it really makes the competition for, single family homes or condos really fierce.
And so we only have 1 minute left, but I want to sneak this question in. So with the package of bills that was introduced this week, from the many conversations you've had with developers, and this is your beat. And so do you feel like on at least face value, those are bills that could address the problems that you've been surfacing?
Yeah, I think that they're designed to address some of the financing concerns that developers have. You know, with high interest rates now, it's really hard to bring these projects over the finish line. But I also think that a lot of developers would say they didn't go far enough. They were hoping for more action against NIMBYism that they didn't get. But I do think a lot of people think it's a promising first step.
Got it. All right. Well, Genevieve Redston, we'll have to have you back. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks so much.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
That you bought today.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 62. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 39. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Once again, high of 62 today. Low of 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
from our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And Greg's a soccer fan.
I am.
Are you excited that Milwaukee's getting a soccer team?
I am only upset about one thing. It's not happening sooner.
It's 2025?
Yeah. It's dumb.
Do you hear that Madison's getting a women's soccer team?
I love it.
Soccer. Wisconsin.
I
love soccer.
And I want to just start calling it football.
You think that'll fly?
I don't care. I love
football.
Football is life.
Football is life. But yeah, so we talked about this last summer when they announced that they were going to have crowdsourcing, like people get to vote on what the name is. So yeah. Last summer it was tons of people submitted names. What did you say? The Milwaukee Kickers? You had something that was pretty funny.
I think it was something. It was a long name. I don't remember. That was a long time ago, my friend.
It was also a long time ago. Many, many jokes ago.
Yeah.
But they got more than 4,000 suggestions.
Oh, that's good.
And now they've narrowed it down to 64.
Yep.
And they're now doing the classic bracket, you know, head to head, and letting people vote between this name versus that name until we get down to the last two, and then by voting proxy, we will have a name, because right now it's just Milwaukee Pro Soccer is the
Milwaukee soccer team.
That lacks a little panache.
It's kind of like the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Did they pick a name yet?
They do. They're the
Commanders.
That's a dumb name.
Yeah.
Same with Cleveland's new name, the Guardians.
Oh, is that Cleveland's new name?
Yeah, it's their new name. It's not even named after like the Guardians of like freedom.
The Galaxy?
It's Guardians for Traffic. I'm not even kidding you. Look it up. It's named after two statues that are at a bridge. It's dumb.
Oh, okay.
Statues are pretty cool, though.
The statues are cool, but the name is dumb.
All right. So they're basically have already gone through, I think they've posted 6 so far. So you can vote on www.milwaukeeprosoccer.com/name the club.
Yep.
And so I just figured we would go through and through majority wins since there's 3 of us.
All right.
So match 1, Milwaukee Tallboys or Milwaukee Confluence?
I'd rather say the Milwaukee Tallboys.
I say Tallboys.
What's a confluent?
That's where the rivers meet. That's where the waters meet.
Whatever.
Right, geologist.
Whatever college.
I'm going with Confluence.
I'm going with Tallboys.
I'm going with Tallboys. Sorry, Jane.
Okay.
Match number 2, Milwaukee Barons. Milwaukee Cheese.
Barons. There's no way I'm voting for
cheese. The Milwaukee Cheese is...
That's just the bad...
The cheese head?
The reviews write themselves at that point.
Yeah.
The sharp cheddars.
And imagine...
You should have submitted
that. The Milwaukee sharp cheddars.
And imagine the cross-promotion with Charlie, where it could be the Milwaukee Barons for like one game, and he's like, come on now, I'm just...
You're just Milwaukee writing, Pro Soccer. Writing
hire
more brand deals for him.
That's what I'm doing, baby.
What's your vote?
Milwaukee Cheese.
Well, are you just...
I'm doing Milwaukee Barons.
I don't care. I'm just... She's doing my own thing.
Okay.
Okay, so then match number 3. Lake Effect versus Milwaukee Wings.
Neither of those are good. Well, Lake Effect, I think of radio when I hear that. Mm-hmm. So just welcome to Milwaukee Pro Soccer, the Lake Effect.
But also, how are Wings associated with Milwaukee?
It's Calatrava. It's the Calatrava.
Yeah. Oh. Look at Jane. Jane, you're really good. This is a Milwaukee trivia. It's like you've lived here your whole life or something.
Odd.
I'm going with Wings. With the Calatrava, I think I go with Wings.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I go with Wings. Yeah.
Match number four, Milwaukee Alliance versus Milwaukee Masons.
I'm going Alliance because I ain't giving a dime to the secret society.
The masonry.
I've read the Da Vinci Code. Milwaukee Alliance just sounds cool. It sounds unifying for me. So,
thoughts, Jane?
I don't like either of those. I'm going with the Sharp Cheddars. I'm entering my own.
Got it.
Oh wow!
All right, I will also put Milwaukee Alliance, and then we got two more for at least for now. Milwaukee Union versus Milwaukee Brigade.
I don't really like.
Yeah, think what were the other?
We're the losers.
3,900
Seriously,
there's 38 two.
The Fartknockers.
The Fuddruckers.
The Fartknockers.
Fartknockers. Milwaukee Union versus Milwaukee Brigade.
I would go Milwaukee Union.
I would agree with Greg.
Okay, yeah. Doesn't matter. I was gonna say Brigade, but I don't. Yeah. I'm not gonna die on that hill. All right, and then the last one, at least for now, Milwaukee Ride versus Future Milwaukee.
Both of those are dumb, too.
Oh, those are terrible.
Yeah.
Well, Milwaukee Ride makes me think of Milwaukee Wave a little
bit.
It's Harley.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Future Milwaukee just sounds like a rapper who's going to get sued by Future.
So I feel like out of the 12 that have been released so far, I'm going to name all of them. It's not how the voting goes, but at least for today, which is your favorite? I'm going to read all of them again. Milwaukee Tallboys, Milwaukee Confluence, Milwaukee Barons, Milwaukee Cheese, Lake Effect, Milwaukee Wings, Milwaukee Alliance, Milwaukee Masons, Milwaukee Union, Milwaukee Brigade, Milwaukee Ride, Future Milwaukee.
God.
It's a lot. I know which mine is.
I do, too.
Milwaukee Alliance. I like that.
Okay.
Milwaukee Wings.
Okay.
I like the tall boys. What does that say about me?
That you really miss drinking since you got pregnant.
Oh, there's a lot of beer. But yeah, so we'll see. I'm interested. I would love to see the list, as we said, of the names that didn't make the cut to be voted on. Because some of these are suspect.
Someone wrote the Kia boys and Milwaukee Pro Soccer quote tweeted and said, there's always one. Yeah, I'd love to see the losers.
I would love to see the really clever losers that they're like, no, we can't. We can't.
We won't.
Like, they're funny.
Yeah.
We laugh.
But we couldn't.
But we can't. All right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the beer wars and why these beer companies feel like they need to appeal to anyone's political leanings whatsoever, because it's just ridiculous. And then we're going to talk about wild parsnips.
I'm so excited.
This is your story.
I know.
And so I'm going to let you take the lead when we talk to our guests, Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki.
Oh, we have another guest.
We have guests. Oh. And they're going to tell us about why parsnips are dangerous.
I found
more dangerous than poison ivy, I guess.
It's really interesting.
I thought you could eat parsnips.
Well, we'll get into that.
We'll get into it.
And so, I found a special song.
Oh, of course you did. All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this
and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander.